I would rate media freedom in Uganda as 50-50 because we don't have any journalists currently in jail for their work as journalists. But we've also seen, particularly during heightened political activity, direct attacks on journalists, including arrests, intimidation. We've seen journalists' equipment destroyed while they're out on duty. We've also seen more insidiously attempts to influence journalists by offering them bribes or by co-opting them to serve particular agendas. So you deal with the normative attacks on journalists, especially during political times, but then you also then constantly have to deal with attempts to influence the people doing the journalism and the media houses that put it out to the public.
So on this World Press Freedom Day, what is your advice to the media?
So this year, the theme centers around climate change, and that's not a traditional topic that journalists deal with on World Press Freedom Day, but I think it speaks to the need for journalists to be more relevant to their audiences. Right now, we're going through a very atypical climate season across East Africa with flooding in Kenya, heavy rains in Uganda, and I think journalists need to reflect on whether they are being relevant to the publics that they serve and whether they can build a new social contract with them, because the new world order is going to require media houses to have commercial contracts directly with their customers through paid content, away from the traditional model, which is to deal with advertisers as their key sources of revenue. So it's both a challenge to make that transition, but I think ultimately it's a good inflection point for media houses to, you know, become more relevant and to reassess whether they're actually serving the public interest, because those that aren't doing that, that aren't credible and aren't trusted, will not have a standing chance of surviving in the new world order.
Before I let you go, how do you think that works for African media, besides economic survival?
Broadly speaking, for African media, the public broadcasters in most countries are actually state broadcasters that merely serve as a mouthpiece for the regime in power. Therefore, they do not have the credibility that allows them to do public service journalism that other public broadcasters that like VOA or the BBC are set out to do. People then have to rely on private broadcasters, but many of them are owned by either politicians, religious groupings, or people who are merely using a public good, the spectrum, to create a private product, which is profit. The challenge for many of the private media houses, which are the most influential, now that advertisers are moving directly to customers, particularly through social media, is how do they go out to the public and show that they can be trusted, that their audiences can trust what they are serving them, so that they can actually subscribe or pay to access the content. So the point is whether you can create good content, whether you can get enough people willing to pay for that content, and whether you can do that in a manner that shows you're credible and you're trusted, and that you are not merely profiteering from the space that